Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
tonight, as we get ready to uplift Haiti, I'm asking you tonight to join in with me and others in prayer for Haiti. And what I'm saying tonight, this is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement every Monday. But we're taking this time out to come together as one people. And I'm asking Jerry to be the chairman of the money that's going to Haiti. Now, I know Jerry's very active and his wife's very active. I'm going to ask you, and on every show, I'm going to ask you what to do. I want you to get $1 in an envelope and with that letter, with that one envelope, for the children of Haiti, and you mail it to my post office box. That's post office box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. And put the name Jerry on it, because I'm going to get the letters to Jerry and his wife. And I want you to encourage every friend of yours to give $1. And I want them that to pray. Now, I don't care what the situation may be. You it's bad. Ain't nothing bad for God. And I want to tell you, come to me in the spirit today, that I said, what we need to do. And the spirit said, pray. You might say, what you going to pray for? You pray. Prayer changes things. Those that are anointed, those that are not anointed, to pray. Now, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to get my letter, put my dollar in there, and say, for Haiti. I'm going to mail it, because I wanted to go through the post office. I want to take those letters that come to me, give them to Jerry and his wife, because they're very active. His wife's very active. And I don't care how much it is, whatever it is, I'm going to give it to them and let her send a package. And I'm activating you, Jerry. I'm calling you. Like they call your name, I'm calling you out to be able to, and you tell your wife to get a package to Haiti. I wanted to get in the hands of the people, not the government. I don't know how we're going to do that. But the Spirit told me, he said, Jerry and his wife is active in the movement of helping people here. And I feel that people that's, and I want to give this address out, because I got people from Haiti. People call me from Ghana. People call me from Egypt. And I'm asking for $1. And you don't email it to me. I want it to go through the mail. That's post office box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, USA. That's for you out of the country. $1. And you can put on there, in care of Jerry. Jerry William, in care of Jerry William. Because whatever that come through the post office box, I'm going to give it to him and his wife. Because I know she's a very active person, a very spiritual person. And she's going to be doing it. I'm going to say it again before we get started. This is for Haiti. And I'm going to begin to pray in the morning at 12 and in the evening for Haiti. Over 13,000 people, I think, have been killed already. And as I speak tonight, there's a storm coming that way right now. People flooding out. We got to be able to do our magic, our prayer. I'm not going to wait and give it to somebody else. I'm on the air, you on the air, and we can pray. I want each person, I want you to listen to me. If you can go to the mall, you can go shopping, you can go gambling, you can go do everything else. If you can't sacrifice $1 to Haiti, $1. I got my envelope. I got my dollar in it now. I'm going to put a stamp on it. I'm going to mail it to a post office box 2-800-288-9097, and you put on there, in care of Jerry Williams, Haiti Relief. And you can put him, and you can put him and his wife, or whatever. I have already activated him for that job. He might not want it, but he got that job. I know he's laughing. Bishop put me on the spot and all. I want to activate you. The Spirit told me to activate you for that job. That's relief fund for Haiti. I don't care if people send $1,000, $1. And this is the thing of that $1. It's more people with $1 than people got millions of dollars. I know Gates got all the money, but the Spirit said $1 for Haiti. And in the right hands, I don't want it to go to the Haiti government, a second person. I want it to go to people that are spiritual and they know how to get the money to the right place. Call your friends. Say, man, I want a dollar. You got to mail it. The Spirit said it got to go through the post office. It got to go with a stamp on it. And if you can't do that, something wrong with you giving as world. You said, well, I'm in America and Haiti way over there. But Haiti is one flick of your TV. Haiti is one flick of the internet. Or you go to all the news media, TikTok, everything about Haiti. See, the thing that happens when you're hurting, that's when you do your best. We're in the midst of a COVID situation. We're in the midst of people shooting, killing each other. But you rise up out of that and do something good. And I want you to know tonight, here comes the sun. And I'm going to play that song in a minute. But I want you, each one that's on, and then I want one tell one. I got my dollar in an envelope. I'm going to mail it in the morning to Post Office Box 28-9097 Chicago, Illinois, for Haiti. You put on that for Haiti in care of Jerry Williams. And Jerry going to be the chairman of making sure things work out. He didn't ask for it. I volunteer him for it. You know how they draft it? I draft him for that mission. I need a bitch. I can't do it. Yes, you can. You got the resources. And if you can't do it, when the envelopes come in, I'm going to give them to Jerry. He's going to his wife. And they know what to do. And the Spirit told me who to call on. I'm calling people down south. One lady said, well, how much you want? $100. No, I don't want no $100. I want $1. $1. I want you to make $1 sacrifice. That $1 will open up many doors for people that you don't even know about. And we're going to send clothes. But under that committee, and I ain't asking no church, I'm asking individual people tonight to place $1 in the envelope. $1 in an envelope, and for the relief of Haiti. Well, $1 can't do. It's more ants than elephants. Reverend Coleman used to tell me that. It's more little bitty people than big people. If I can get people from all over the world to send $1, we will have enough to do what we need to do or even go over there. You know, any way that God lead him and his wife. And, you know, God sent 2x2, him and his wife. Where he failed, his wife would pick up. Where she'll fail, he'll pick up. So I'm tonight, this is what we're about tonight, trying to open up the doors. And if you got a problem, look over your problem. You say, I've got COVID. Look over that. I'm worried. Look over that. Here's somebody ain't got nowhere to stay. And there's so many people right now praying that the water don't flood them people out because they in homes that tore up. And we have to come. Well, we waiting on the government. I'm not waiting on the government. I'm waiting on you. That's the government. I'm waiting on you as Christian. I'm waiting on you as those that are Islamic. those that say they are Islam, those that say they Judaism, those that say Hebrew. I'm not looking at your religion. I'm looking at you coming together to help men and women that's suffering. If you got any God in you, and I know you got God in you, that you take the help, and you, if you can't give a dollar, they get dollars for dogs and dollars to feed dogs and dollars for shock. We need to step up and do something. Well, I know some of you, what a dollar gonna do? The same thing what a prayer do. And I want you to do that tonight. I'm gonna give it out again. But I want to say this is the relief that's coming.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say.
Chicago, Illinois, 6068, $1. Put in envelope, put that dollar in there for Haiti relief. With that dollar, I want you to pray in the mornings, in the evenings, and at night. I want you to do that. And as you do that, and you that's out of town, out of the country, that's USA, Chicago, Illinois, USA, Post Office Box 289097, you in Haiti. You that calling from Ghana, Egypt, USA. Chicago, Illinois, 6628, USA. You that's out of the country. $1. Here in Chicago, Detroit, Mississippi, Alabama. $1. For Haiti relief. I don't know that God said $1. I'm going to deal with $1. I got my dollar in the envelope. I got the stamp on it. First thing in the morning, I'm dropping it in the mailbox. And when they all come together, I make sure put in care of Jerry Williams. That's his job. He's gonna say, well, dude, I don't know what to do. You'll figure out, God will figure out, tell you what to do. Because most time when you send money over to see, the government get it in the people. We want to put it in the people's hands. You know, it's more ants than elegant. This is Bob Marley. Get ready. $1. And I'll be doing that the rest of the year, 2021, 2022, for the dollar. Send your dollar. If you send that dollar, if I get enough people to send dollars, God said he'll add that dollar, he'll add. It's like he'll say that I will add. If you just do that. Call a friend, call a neighbor. You know, the man standing on the corner is bid for a dollar at the liquor store. They go get some more booze. You buy enough blunt, enough alcohol, and he asking for $1 for Haiti. Our brothers and sisters over in Haiti. Well, you say, well, it don't make no sense. God do things, it don't make no sense, but you have to do what God said. And I'm going to obey what God told me to do. It might not make no sense to you, but it'll make sense later on. So I'm going to do what God said.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's alright. It's alright. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's alright. Here comes the sun, I say.
you. This is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement. This is the Bishop. And I want to tell you tonight, we're getting ready to reach out and do something spiritual. First, I want you to pray in the morning when you get up for Haiti. Pray at 12 o'clock in the daytime. Pray in the afternoon for Haiti. And I want you to send $1 to Haiti Relief, Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, USA, in care of Jerry. Jerry's handling that movement. And we asked him for $1. We asked for $1 this month, this year, and going into next year. If we come together like that, God's going to do something special. I want you to help Haiti. I want to give you this number. I'm asking each person listening, tell one, reach one. Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, USA. Call me. People in Egypt that call me, right here in Mississippi and Arkansas. I know you're going through, but I want you to take $1, put in the envelope, put Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, USA, and to the Haiti Relief. And you can put Brother Jerry William on it, because he will be handling that project. And I don't know what God the beast said, and God told me to tell you to pray in the morning when you get up for Haiti. So don't be selfish. Pray. You that are anointed, you that are atheist, whatever you might be, I want you to begin a series of prayers. All this, the rest of this year, going into next year, for 3 years. $1. That $1, God will create a climate that $1 you give will draw millions of dollars. Let me say it again. Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628, USA, for Haiti Relief. Not only your dollar, your prayer. I know you can pray three times a day. I meditate three times a day. Whatever you got, God give it to you. Now, if you can't sacrifice a dollar, you know, I see they asking for a dollar for dogs, a dollar for the cats, and all that. We asked for one that the Spirit told me, Bishop, tell them $1 and they pray us. God turn that thing around for the brothers and sisters in Haiti. When they brought them from Africa, they dropped us off in America. They dropped him off in Haiti. They dropped them all over in Africa and all of that. But I'm asking you to do that tonight. I want you to take an envelope. Don't text nothing. Don't PayPal nothing. I want you to mail it. I want your writing to be on it. And when the envelopes come, we're going to pray. Brother Jerry is going to handle that committee, him and his wife. Because they got resources and they know what to do. We want those dollars you send to get in the hands of people on the streets that lost husband, lost wife, lost children. I'm touched by that, and you should be touched. I know you got problems, black-on-black crime, white-on-white crime, Mexican, but we got to deal with this. Because what happened when something happened in Europe and Egypt, when something happened over in the East, people come together. It's time for us here in America to come together with $1. And that $1, Post Office Box, 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628, USA. Those friends that I got, $1. And I want you to sacrifice $1, not only the $1, I want your prayers. I want your prayers. Pray for Haiti in the morning. Put it in your prayer. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it in your Bible. Tell your pastor. Tell your sorority. Call a neighbor. That whiskey that you're buying, take a dollar for Haiti. That tobacco you buying, take a dollar for Haiti. That dope that you're buying, take a dollar for Haiti. And let's come together. Dr. Coleman said this, he always said it, it's more ants than elephants. It's more ants. So while we being the little ants, we're going to turn this thing around with prayer and a dollar. Let me say it again, prayer and a dollar. He said, well, what can that do? Don't worry about what they can do. If God said it, I believe it. If God said walk around and the walls come down, and God said, raise the rod, and the ocean open up. Whatever God said, I believe it. Let your dollar be a part of God's solution to heal the prayer. People got lost loved ones, and it's 13,000 people that's already that have lost their life in Haiti. And I'm asking you to get ready, or we might be able to do something. Wherever you might be doing, Your little problem ain't nothing. These people ain't got nowhere to stay. They're sleeping outside. They can't come in the house. Don't ask me why. God is challenging you and me to be able. Now, if you so caught up in your new car, your home, your light bill more than that, your bill you go out socializing more than that, $1. But you got to go through the process. Mail the letter, put on that relief for Haiti. Post Office Box 28-9097 Chicago, Illinois, USA, in care of Brother Jerry Williams. Brother Jerry Williams and his wife gonna handle that, and they've been volunteered into it. They've been drafted into that. Thank you, Grant. You know, well, I don't care what nobody else doing. No matter what you doing, where you call 10 people and say, give me a dollar. And you take them dollars and you put dollar in the envelope and mail it. You know, I'm sending $1. I might end up sending $5. I don't know. But I'm going to put the dollar in the envelope. I already got the dollar in my envelope. I'm going to mail it in the morning. And I'm looking for people to do the same thing. I'm going to tell you every night, 5 nights a week, send a dollar for Haiti. And once we get enough dollars, you might want to see Brother Jerry Williams and his family. I think they know how God has called them into action to do it. And that's what's going to happen with that. Don't forget, Post Office Box. Get ready. I want you to get ready for that. So that's going to be a blessing for you. And Renee, Regina, and everybody I call. That's Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628 USA. That's for my brothers and sisters outside the country. No, if you know the floods and the storm, it's time for us to get together and do something. And once we get together and do it, it's going to be a breakthrough for you. I just want you to know that. And as you get ready to do that, one envelope. Now, I want you to do that and watch God bless you for blessing somebody else. Watch God give you revelation knowledge of what you're doing. You say, well, I don't go to church. I ask you to go to the church. The church is you. And as you, I'm asking you. God is asking you for $1. And I don't care. They stand on the corner in the store and beg for a dollar. They on the street in 95th. They on Belasco, bread for the liquor store, bread for a dollar. We want you to take your dollar and mail it in to Post Office Box 28-9097 Chicago, Illinois, USA. You care Jerry Williams for Haiti. You can put on that for Haiti relief. For Haiti. I just want you to do it. Brother Calvin, I'm looking for you. Brother Robert, I'm looking for you. Now, I didn't say $100, I said $1. The Spirit didn't say $100, didn't say $1,000. The Spirit said $1. And if you participate in this, God's going to bless you, Renee. God's going to bless you if you do that quick, fast. I got my envelope already, and all I got to do, put the stamp on it and mail it in the morning. And when it get ready, God to do it.
The master, the witches, the warlocks, the liars, those that come to work with you in the spirit realm, he's giving you the power. He was giving Jeremiah the power to be the ambassador of the world. So if he gave Jeremiah that power, we got that power. We don't.
And touch my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms.
Now, hold it. I'm going to stop right there. He said, this day, that means now, I put you over the nation, over the universe, and over kingdom. Kingdom means government. Okay? When people come together and pray, I'm going to give you an example. When the black folks got together and voted, they changed the law, universal and spiritual law. See, what was going on when black people, the ancestors, those that's in the spirit realm, when they motivated people to get out and vote, we changed history happening, it was a hostile takeover by the Trump administration and some others. Okay? But when the people, when the spirit got the people up, people voted, they never voted. Old folks, young folks, is I got to go vote. I got to go vote. Where that come from? That come from the ancestors. That come from your great-grandma that will refuse to let them vote. Because we're not going to be refused to vote in 2020 going into 21 read.
Then, see, I have this day sent over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
He has gave us to, now let me break that down for people that don't know. That means to move witchcraft, magic, all the evil that's been perpetrated on black folks and brown folks and red folks. Now, what I'm saying, that was a evil spirit has come to destroy the murder. I can't even mention all the murder that went on with black folks and red folks and brown folks. They brought us over here and murdered us. They murdered us before we got over here. And still the murder is still going on. But God had put us over all that. Read. Now listen to this.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen.
Something like that. This is what Jeremiah said. God said, what you see, Jeremiah? He said, I see almond tree. And God said, you're looking good. And what that means, this year is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic. So you're going to see some things. You're going to hear some things, and you're going to rebuke some things in your personal life, in your family life, in your business life. And those that are poor are going to be rich. Those that are the outdoors are going to be indoors. God is going to pour out his blessing. He's telling Jeremiah, what you see? And I'm asking you, what do you see? You know, you got to go back to your ancestors. You got to go back to grandma, great-grandma, go back to your mother's mother and say, I got to talk to grandma, I got to pray. And because he asked me, what do you see? And you got to be able to see a read on
it. Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou?
Now, he came the first time. God came to Jeremiah, God coming to you. That's the first time. This is what he said the second time he came to Jeremiah.
What is this now? And I said, I see a feeding pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north earth, an evil shall break forth upon all the
inhabitants. He said, out of this pot you see from the north, evil come out. People from Europe. Those people are evil. Read on. Go ahead on.
And evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land.
Now, he was saying, this is the evil that we see. Who was in the White House? It wasn't no black folks fighting black folks. It was white folks fighting the evil, fighting the good. All white folks ain't bad, but the evil from the north come to take over a power struggle. And if people can't see the warlocks and witches, something wrong there. And he told Jeremiah, what do you see in this pot that's coming from me? He said, pot. That means a spirit. Read on. This is some heavy stuff. Good God Almighty.
For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities.
He said, I'm going to call the good folks of the north to master the ones that are trying to come in the kingdom. Who's trying to come in the White House? Those evil folks. But he's absolutely...
God said, I'm going to get ready to turn some things around. And I'm going to tell you, with all that's going on, you listen to the news, you're all upset. See what happened over there where people, they done brought them out. The people over there, the government shouldn't have been over there. In Afghanistan, no way. but they was over there trying to make a government work. You can't make people fight when they don't want to fight. And what I'm saying to you, I want you to get ready to help Haiti and help yourself at the same time. I want you to get ready for that, because that's a blessing for you. That's a token for you. Don't forget Post Office Box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, USA, the Haiti Relief. We wanted to not get in the Haiti government hand. We want to get in the Haiti, the people hand that needs toilet tissue, that needs stuff, that needs medical stuff. God will resurrect. There's enough rich black folks that's in planes over there. There's enough folks got money. You know, the NBA, the basketball, the football players, they can get together and send something to Haiti. But I'm asking you for $1. That $1 going to resurrect. Good God Almighty. It's going to resurrect some people. But bitch, what can I do with that? That dollar going to resurrect some people and say, we got to do more than a dollar. And if you're a millionaire, we know you can do more than a dollar. But if you outdoors, you got a dollar. You got a dollar. Put that dollar in the envelope, mail it to Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 6068, in the care of Jerry Williams for Haiti Relief. And, you know, Jerry White has been helping people, feeding people all over Chicago. They've been helping. Now it's time for you to help and do something special. And God going to do that for you. And God going to open that door.
It is good. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Hold right there. It's a give thanks unto the Lord, because that's the energy that we bring on, read on.
Okay, and to sing praise unto the name, O Most High, to thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness and in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever.
Mm-hmm.
But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire upon my enemies, and mine ear shall hear that my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It stopped there, but it's gone down and scattered. The enemies are being scattered right now.
I feel the enemies have come up and come out the hole, the evil.
Yeah.
And now God is standing up, and we're learning from Dr. King, we're learning from Malcolm X, we're learning from our ancestors that if we stay with God, we're going to overcome. Because as scripture says, they're going to go away.
They'd be scattered, and somebody says scattered. Mm-hmm. They says the wicked that rise up against me. It says my on verse 11. It says my eye also see my desire on my enemy.
He said my eye will see the desire on my enemy.
On the enemy, yeah.
Okay, read on.
And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me.
Now your ears going to hear. That means you're going to hear the bad sounds that things rise against you. They're going to go away.
Yeah. And that's what we're hearing with all that's going on now.
And with 21, this all is going on all over the land. This is happening.
Yes.
And it's showing
what
up.
What it's saying here is on verse 13, it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord. That means your soul.
Your
God
faith.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
That's the heart.
That's the heart. It says, the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
right with God. That's right.
That's right. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the yes. Lord in the beauty of...
Worship, hold it right there. Worship means that you worship God, praise him. See, people don't worship God, and that's the problem. They go to church, but when you worship God, body, mind, soul, and spirit, and Dr. King, worship God, and as you worship God, things around you can't stay. Read on.
Yes. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Now, remember, waters means people, human.
Yeah, God's voice is on many people.
On the people.
His voice is on many people. So, what that really means, justice. Go on.
It says, after it talks about the voices on the waters, it says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
He makes them get like a calf, Lebanon, and Syria, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. It says, God, divide the flames of fire. That's the power of sin. It didn't bring the bubble gum.
Yeah, but see, that let you know, God is so powerful. He break all that up. And it's 2021 is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic for me. That means whatever we do, the voice of the Lord is going to endow us. If you decree a thing, God going to make us. I decree right now the stimulus is going to come. It can't nobody stop it. I just decree that. I decree your money.
Cancer
in the brain, cancer in the liver,
right now.
Cattle. cataract. Glory, hallelujah. Even and took over the minds of men. God gonna move. Even and took up the minds of families, breaking families, but the spirit of the Almighty God gonna move it. It's gonna pass. Read on.
Right. Okay, but thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou hast in the throne judged me right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast restored the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever.
He said, God said he moved the heathen name out of the books. So what the evil that's done in Washington today is gonna be washed away. Those that engage in doing evil, killing and murder, their name is going to the dust and it will never rise up. Only the righteous of God. If you got the righteous of God right now, every door that closed today, God is prepping you. God is letting you see the enemy fighting each other. God letting you see racism coming to a stop. He's showing you white supremacy. He's showing you lies on lies, and the lies going to die. And you're going to be able to read on. Thank you.
It says here, O thou enemy, destruction doth come to a perpetual end. Hallelujah.
All the enemy, the enemy, all your evil, your lies, your fight, your block have ended. You got to say, this is it. It ended. Yes. It ain't no more. Because I'm climbing up the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain. I'm looking over. I'm claiming the promised land. I'm claiming what God promised Abraham, what God promised Jacob, what God promised your mama, your daddy, your ancestor. The promises of the Almighty God lay in the tomb of the ancestors. And the ancestors have rose up and said, this is the ancestor speaking. See, when you get God, the ancestors still speak. Mama, dad, and grandma, they might be, they're not with you physical, but their spirit. They're waiting for this time to speak to you, man.
Break every chain, bitches. Now, you're powerful mouth. Now, your word.
The word will change the world. And I want, I want to say this. You got white folks, black folks, brown folks. Is living for God, and they're not going to bow to wicked and evil. They're not going to bow to power, nothing but the power of the Almighty God.
Oh, thank you.
You know, somebody get here.
He says, God has destroyed city. Their memorial is compared with them.
God destroyed.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars. And only distribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away